Catalano Street Party is Vancouver's largest free music and arts festival, coming up on July 8th. With musicians on stages that go along West 4th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., curated by Zulu Records. From artists like Yukon Blonde, Pink Mountaintop, Tariq, Cam Blake, Noreen Braun, Little Fox, Grade School, Hallelujah Hailu, and so much more. With street vendors such as F is in Frank, Vinyl Spins YPR, different food options, and CITR will have a booth near the Vine stage, so stop by to check out our very fashionable merch. There's so much to explore on July 8th at West 4th for the Catalano Street Party.
Do you love to read, but your friends and family are tired of you droning on and on about your latest book? Well, forget them, because you have me now. Hi, I'm Randy from Dog-Eared Radio Book Club, a book club coming to you through the airwaves from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every 2 weeks on Tuesday evenings on CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in to hear the rambling thoughts of a fellow reader that are factually supported by my co-host of the week. Follow the show on Instagram at Dog-Eared Radio Book Club to find out about our next read.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam nisiyaya, thikum queen and sep, hydra siyam nisiyam nisiyaya, and the skakhuya to leave. Gente que a gente curta, né? Dia de sol, um monte de bicicleta e sair por aí. Vamos nessa?
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Bicicleta by Marcos Valle, and you're tuning in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. My name is DJ Bruja. It is a pleasure to be here in the studio with the one and the only and my favorite DJ, DJ D-Rod.
DJ Bruja, have you just said that I'm your favorite teacher?
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing, because you are my favorite teacher.
Stop.
You are my favorite teacher.
Yeah, it's right up there, you know, mm-hmm. DJ D-Rod, maybe Avicii.
David Guetta.
A very subtle Avicii.
A very subtle. Oh my God. Wow. Oh,
welcome to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. And today's show is a really cool one. We're so happy that you're tuning in, because what's today's topic, DJ D-Rod?
Today's topic, DJ Bruja, is the one, the only, Viva la bici.
Viva la bici.
Viva la bici. I guess that's the special. The topics are bicicletas.
Topic, bicicletas. Theme, viva la bici.
Viva la bici. There you go.
Yeah, you know what? It is an episode dedicated to all the viciosos. Get it? And a special huge shout out to Rodrigo, my dad, who recommended that we do this. And also Mau.
My dad.
DJ D-Rod's dad.
Yeah.
Because they love bicycles.
They
so
love bicycles.
Huge shout out. And yeah, today, you know, our playlist is all about bicycles, all about bicicletas.
All about
a great
bicicletas.
Playlist to go around and ride your bike, mm-hmm. if you have a chance.
And just like all of our other playlists, this one was also one that we found a lot of amazing songs with the bicicleta on the title.
Yeah.
And that we're about bicicletas.
Exactly.
And at the beginning, we're like, maybe we'll do combination of some songs that you listen to while you're on your bike. But then there were just so many that were honoring and celebrating bicycles that we went all in.
All in.
We're so ready.
Yeah. We are very excited. We have a few surprises coming up as well. We're going to be discussing some cool things happening in LATAM regarding bicicletas. So stay tuned for that. But should we get started with our first segment?
Well, first, to get in the mood.
Okay.
We had a little soundbite, a little amuse-bouche.
Paisaje sonoro.
Paisaje sonoro.
Amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche.
I love it.
To get us going in the Viva la Bici special. And this is from a YouTube channel called La Biblioteca de los Sonidos ASMR. Great resource.
Yeah, I love it.
So we're going to show you a little clip of some
sonido
bicycle
de
sounds.
Pedales de bicicleta.
That's right. That's right. And here we go. Amazing.
That was a great little snippet of what pedales sound like, and a day of fun, a day in the sun. Or maybe you're just commuting to work. Maybe you're just, you know, going to school. Maybe you're just taking a ride in the afternoon, because bicicletas are great compañeras, you know?
They are. They are. Maybe you're returning home at 2 a.m. after a night shift.
Exactly.
And you're looking forward to the ride home, listening to music,
musiquita,
feeling the breeze. Feeling the freedom.
The freedom of riding a bike.
Wow.
So I think we should get started with our first segment of Musiquita. We're going to get started with El Niágara en Bicicleta by legend Juan Luis Guerra 440. Because why not?
Why not? I think that's the first song that we thought about when thinking about this special song. We're going to listen to Préstame la Bicicleta by Rubén González after that.
And it's going to get sabroso. So stay ready.
If you stay ready,
you ain't gotta get ready. And then we're going to finish this segment with Bicicleta Intergaláctica by Bacalao Men. So this is for all the viciosos out there. This is El Niágara en Bicicleta.
Here we go.
Me dio una sirimba un domingo en la mañana cuando menos lo pensaba. Caí redondo como una guanábana sobre la alcantarilla. ¿Será la presión o me ha subido la bilirrubina? Y me entró una calentura y me fui poniendo blanco como bola en naftalina. Me llevaron a un hospital de gente, supuestamente. En la emergencia recepcionista escuchaba la lotería. Alguien se apiada de mí, grité perdiendo el sentido. Y una enfermera se acercó a mi oreja y me dijo, tranquilo Bobby, tranquilo. Me acarició con sus manos de Bengay y me dijo, ¿qué le pasa, atleta? Y le conté con lujo de detalles lo que me había sucedido. Hay que chequearte la presión, pero la sala está ocupada. Y mi querido, en este hospital no hay luz para un electrocardiograma. Abrí los ojos como luna llena y me agarré la cabeza. Porque es muy duro pasar el Niágara en bicicleta. No me digan que los médicos se fueron. Me escribió muy dulcemente, lo siento atleta. Me acarició con sus manos de Bengay y siguió su destino. Y oí claramente cuando dijo a otro paciente, tranquilo Bobby. Bajé los ojos a media asta y me agarré la cabeza. Porque es muy duro pasar el Niágara en bicicleta.
No me digan que los médicos se fueron. No me digan que no tienen anestesia. Para endulzar el café.
bicicleta intergaláctica. Yo quiero una bicicleta intergaláctica. Pa' ahí, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' allá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' allá. Yo quiero una bicicleta intergaláctica. Yo quiero una bicicleta intergaláctica. Pa' ahí, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' allá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' allá, pa' acá. Mi bicicleta intergaláctica es un vehículo espacial con su campana interestelar. Los cometas la esquivarán desde una playa de polvo estelar. No vacilaremos el Big Bang. Y cuando llegues a Plutón, suena esta música espacial. Yo quiero una bicicleta intergaláctica. Yo quiero una bicicleta intergaláctica. Pa' ahí, pa' allá,
pa' acá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' acá, pa' acá.
Yo quiero una bicicleta intergaláctica. Yo quiero una bicicleta intergaláctica. Pa' ahí, pa' allá,
pa' acá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' acá, pa' acá, pa' allá, pa' acá.
Con mi bicicleta intergaláctica muchos planetas conocerás, miles y miles de marcianas en su parrillera querrán pasear. En bicicleta ecológica a la osa no molestarás. No creo en humo monotóxico, no llevo ruido infernal. Yo quiero una bicicleta intergaláctica.
Quiero contaminación, lo que quiero es tu bendición.
Intergaláctica, pa' ir pa' allá pa' acá.
Para irme a pasear por la Vía Láctea con mi mamá.
Intergaláctica, pa' ir pa' allá pa' acá.
Me llevo al perrito para Saturno, me llevo a la Hera para Plutón.
Intergaláctica, pa' ir pa' allá pa' acá.
No necesita gasolina que contamina.
Intergaláctica.
Mi bicicleta, que dale, que ya.
Intergaláctica.
Cuida con la cadenita que se rompe, mamá.
Intergaláctica.
Dale, dale al pedal.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul here at CITR 101.9 FM. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod in the house. We just listened to Bicicleta Intergaláctica and by Bacalao Man. And yeah, that was enough
what
for
a
first
vibe.
Segment.
What a great like first start to our Viva la Bici special. Dedicated to the viciosos and to everybody out there who loves to ride their bike, who has a bike as a compañera. And this is for you, you know.
This is for you.
We do have a few surprises today that we wanted to talk about, especially events and things that are happening around Latin America. That have the main focus of bicicletas in their heart, which I think is really, really cool. Like the Ciclotón in Mexico.
Ciclotón in Mexico City happens every last Sunday of the month. now it's been happening for a while. I would go when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I think it's around 40 to 50 kilometers to go around the city with the streets, the main streets that are closed down for just riding your bike. And people can walk and run as well. And
that's
it's such
awesome.
A beautiful environment.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like it is becoming a bit more common. And I hope that it does become a bit more common in the rest of Latin America. In Bolivia, in Cochabamba, the city right in the heart of Bolivia, they have the Día del Peatón, which I believe happens once a month. It's a day dedicated to el peatón and el ciclista and people that do not necessarily have a car, own a car, or want to use a car on that Sunday, which I think is really, really cool. One very famous one is the Ciclovía de Bogotá. And it has a very cool history. So in 1974, this group of young people got together and organized La Gran Manifestación del Pedal. And it was this like protest against this way of like car-centric development, like urbanismo that had the main focus as, you know, cars. And so they wanted to kind of break that apart. And then in 1976, thanks to that protest, it was formalized. And then the Ciclovía de Bogotá was implemented for every Sunday of every week. And my dad sent me this video about, discussing why is it so good? Like, why does the Ciclovía of Bogotá work so well? And the first thing is that it's very long. It's like very extensive. Like it is 121 kilometers of like streets that are completely closed down and give the way, especially for bicycles. Of course, people can run. People can skate, walk, whatever it is. But mainly, you know, a lot of ciclistas go to have a good time. And then it is very inclusive and accessible because it connects 19 of the 20 localidades in Bogotá, which is awesome because then every sort of, you know, localidad has access to a little bit of the Ciclovía. And then it connects basically the whole city, which is wonderful. Approximately 1,500,000 people use it every Sunday, which is around the same number of the population of Panama City.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
That is amazing.
And not only does it give space for people to bike around and have a good time and, you know, practice the sport and do some exercise, but also it allows people to have, you know, different jobs, either at organizing the Ciclovía, but, you know, you can get a license to have a vendor tent, so you can sell food and drinks and you can have artesanías, and there's a lot of bike shops as well, so if you need help with your bike, you can, you know where to go.
Whoa. Tell me a better way to spend a Sunday.
And I think it's such a cool way to, like you said, you know, like go against the system a little bit because, you know, when you walk around, it's like laughing at
modernity.
And then bikes are basically the same, like laughing out loud,
yodeling. Yes, sort of like mocking a car-centric society. Where other forms of transportation are not given the same
value
or the same resources. I know in Mexico City there was a protest like 3 weeks ago with nudist cyclists who were saying, let's see if you now look where you're going.
Yeah, if you can see me now,
yeah,
you know, because you tend to ignore me and kind of hurt me as well, like put me at risk, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, so yeah. I love
That's
that about... Good. La Gran Ciclovía de Bogotá.
De Bogotá, yeah. And look at other projects. There are a lot of YouTube videos, especially if you like mountain biking around Bolivia. There's a lot of like little roads and little even experimental roads that people like build sort of that are very, very cool. Mm-hmm. So if you're into that, look it up because it's It's awesome.
It's awesome. And, well, I just thought about all the different kinds of bicycles that there are out there. And
yeah.
I think they're...
Like BMX, electric bikes, tiny bikes.
Tiny bikes, the low rider bikes.
Yeah.
Which are so awesome. I think they have the best attitude.
Yeah, yeah. And even, you know, little kid bikes with, like, the external...
Wheels.
Know, wheels. Little wheels.
Sometimes some glitter. Some glittery.
In a basket.
In a basket. Oh, they can be so beautiful.
Yeah. I think Vancouver is also a really cool place to bike around. It's very friendly. And I think, like, in North America is one of the best places, if not the best, to bike around, which I think is so cool. Yeah. And it's so common here. Of course, drivers hate them, but hey, we love cyclists.
Yes, yes. Cars, just please. Yeah. Shut up for a second.
Give them respect.
Give some respect to the rest of us.
And I have to say, I admire people in Vancouver that, like, for example, bike to work. Because, hey, right now it's gorgeous. You know, it's like summer, 30 degrees, sunny. Mm-hmm. But in the winter, like, it's insane. Like, it's raining all the time. It's super dark. It's cold, windy. And people still bike to work. Kudos.
And I wish I rode my bike a bit more. Yeah. But the problem for me in the summer, when it's the beautiful time of the year to bike around, is that if I have to get somewhere and be presentable, it's going to be really hard to, you know, I will have to get there maybe 40 minutes in advance to chill out, sort of like...
Stop sweating.
Dab some sweat off my forehead that will not stop for 30 minutes or something like that. But it's all worth it.
But biking. It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is like such a good way to get places. And it can be therapeutic too, I find, which I think is really, really cool. Should we get started with our next segment of... Viva la bici musiquita.
Oh, we should.
What do we have in store today?
Right now,
for this segment.
In store for this segment, we're starting with El Vals de la Bicicleta by Paté de Foix.
Yeah. Oh. We're going to listen to A Bicicleta after by Toquinho.
And we're going to finish this segment with Bici My Love by The Bruces a Mí.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I am so excited. I hope you guys like the rest of the show. And we're going to be back with some other surprises. This is El Vals de las Bicicletas.
Caminando los dos de la mano, posamos los ojos en esa vidriera. Y observando las dos bicicletas, tus ganas discretas se hicieron notar. Anhelaba que algún día pudiera comprar ese hermoso par de bicicletas y pasarnos las tardes enteras con la primavera marchando detrás. Y así fue que viví obsesionado, ahorrando en función de juntar el dinero. Todo el año como un desgraciado, poniendo ante todo la causa primero. Hasta que llegó aquel día bendito, que tuve la suma de plata completa. Felices en la bicicleta, dejamos la tienda y echamos a andar. Y en las bicicletas la vida pasaba, dos almas inquietas debajo del sol. Y en la bicicleta tu estampa brillaba, con fina silueta radiante de amor. Tus piernas en el pedaleo, tu pelo flotando en el viento, y aquel sentimiento de amor vagabundo, haciendo del mundo un sitio mejor. Por el rumbo de aquellos antojos, pasamos las tardes gozando la calle. A mí no me alcanzaban los ojos mirando a detalle tu adorable ser. De a momento las dos bicicletas se nos olvidaban sobre la vereda para poder tan solo abrazarnos bajo la arboleda de un atardecer. Es difícil plasmar en un verso aquel universo tan puro y distante. El amor transformaba el momento, poniendo a la piedra un precioso diamante. Eras algo tan extraordinario. Recuerdo tus ojos cuando me decías: regálame otro beso, que hay que ir de regreso a mi casa que ya oscureció. Y en la bicicleta la vida pasaba, tus almas inquietas debajo del sol. Y en la bicicleta tu estampa brillaba con fina silueta radiante de amor. Tus piernas en el pedaleo, tu pelo flotando en el viento. Y aquel sentimiento de amor vagabundo, haciendo del mundo un sitio mejor. Aquel sentimiento de amor vagabundo, haciendo del mundo un sitio
mejor. Bicicleta, sou eu que te levo pelos parques a correr, te ajudo a crescer em duas rodas deslizar, em cima de mim o mundo fica à sua mercê, você roda em cima o mundo embaixo de você, corpo ao vento, pensamento solto pelo ar, pra isso acontecer basta você me pedalar. B-C-C-L-T-A, sou tua amiga bicicleta. B-C-C-L-T-A, sou tua amiga bicicleta. Sou eu que te faço companhia por aí, entre ruas, avenidas, na beira do mar. Eu vou com você comprar e te ajudar a curtir picolé, chicletes, figurinhas e gibi. Roda a roda, o tempo rode, é hora de voltar. Pra isso acontecer, basta você me pedalar. B-C-C-L-T-A, sou tua amiga bicicleta. B-C-C-L-T-A, sou tua amiga bicicleta. Faz bem pouco tempo, entrei na moda pra valer. Os executivos me procuram sem parar. Todo mundo vive preocupado em emagrecer. Até mesmo teus pais resolveram me adotar. Muita gente ultimamente vem me pedalar, mas de um jeito estranho que eu não saio do lugar. B-C-C-L-T-A, sou tua amiga bicicleta. B-C-C-L-T-A, sou tua amiga bicicleta.
paisaje pasar prisa. Oigo en mi oído silbar canción, en melodía y tambor y el sol que le hacía el día el amor. Por la montaña soñando voy, como motor tengo mi corazón, radios girando en revolución, mi pensamiento en meditación. Viajar por calles de la ciudad, sentir me guía la libertad, pedalear, contemplar, me baña el atardecer, descolgar y volar, el viento sobre la piel. Por la montaña soñando voy, como motor tengo mi corazón, radios girando en revolución, mi pensamiento en medio. Por la montaña soñando voy, como motor tengo mi corazón, radios girando en revolución, mi pensamiento en meditación.
Rueda mi bicicleta, rueda. Rueda mi bicicleta, rueda. Bici, bici, bici my love. Bici, bici, bici my love. Rueda mi bicicleta, rueda. Rueda mi bicicleta, rueda.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul, here at CITR 101.9 FM. Again, my name is DJ Bruja. I have right here with me DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod. I love my bike.
In our Viva la Bici special today, an episode dedicated to, first of all, bicycles. Second of all, viciosos.
There you go. And third of all, vividores.
No. Okay. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Just, today's just the viciosos.
Yeah, just the okay. Viciosos, just bicycles. But thank you so much for tuning in. That last song was, of course, Bici My Love by The Bruces a Mí. And we have some more songs before we go, of course. But we, you know, Viva Porú, we love llamas.
We love llamas.
Without llamas, we wouldn't be anything.
No.
Quote me on that.
Yes. Quoting DJ Bruja, without llamas, we wouldn't be anything. And I also have to give a shout out to our friend Wilson.
Yeah, huge shout out.
Who complained last 2 weeks ago for our CanCon show, in which the poutine cool fact took over the cool llama fact. And he's like, where's the llama fact?
What the heck?
What the heck?
Why do I pay you for nothing? Yeah.
So, hello, Wilson. Hope you're listening. And here's your llama fact of the week.
This cool llama fact.
And the cool llama fact of the week is that even though llamas are respectful of fencing, and in many cases, a 4-foot fence will be high enough to keep the llamas inside, mm-hmm. they have been known to jump 5-foot fences.
Wow.
So they're jumpers.
They're silly gooses, you know? Sometimes they can't control themselves. They're like, oh, gotta jump.
Gotta jump the 5-foot fence.
But now you know, if you are ever around llamas and you want to have a llama farm, maybe aim for 6 feet.
Six feet.
Why not?
or maybe it's like the fishbowl theory, where the bigger the fishbowl, the bigger the taller the fence. Perhaps your llama, you will have a super jump. Per llama.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you push the limits.
You're playing with nature.
You're playing with llamas.
Oh, with llamas. You're playing with llamas. Get it?
Get it? with fire too, because flames is llamas in Spanish. Wow, we're out. We're not out of control today.
This is a lot.
It's a viva la bici. It's a viva la bici.
Viva la bici. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, viva la bici.
Thank you for that awesome, cool llama fact. And I just wanted to mention, shout out to our friend Jerry, who was a guest in our show a few shows back. He recommended the podcast, if you are into podcasts, Radio Ambulante by NPR. It is an awesome podcast. Check it out if you haven't done so. It is on Spotify. I know it's in many other platforms. But yeah, go ahead and check it out. Radio Ambulante. And the reason why I bring it up is because they have one episode. The name is Toy Story. It came out in March 8th of last year, 2022. And it is, I believe, a wonderful episode to listen to if you are a lover of bikes. It is a discussion. Well, actually, the story of this woman in La Habana that, you know, kind of is seeing a shift in her city and how a bike becomes a little key to a bit of freedom in that sense. So I feel like you should definitely check it out. It is on Spotify, Radio Ambulante, Toy Story. And check out all of the other episodes. They discuss a lot of topics from, you know, culture to religion to language. Mm-hmm. So many things. So go ahead and check it out. It's nice. It's awesome.
You can listen to the punks versus emos in Mexico. There's an episode about something that happened.
Yeah.
And yeah. And it's a very good account of both sides. And it's, it was an interesting history of the punks and emos in Mexico City. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, but do it. Check out Radio Ambulante.
Check out Radio Ambulante. And I think this Toy Story episode really is for someone who thinks of their bicycle as a partner.
Exactly. Una compañera. You know, I can read you a little bit of the kind of the little intro that they have for the episode. Here, let me just look it up. It says, a veces encuentras paz en los lugares menos esperados. Carla tenía 20 años cuando Cuba comenzó a sentir las consecuencias de la caída del muro de Berlín y el final de la Unión Soviética. Era el comienzo de tiempos muy difíciles para el país y ella sentía que esa isla que tanto amaba era cada vez más pequeña y sofocante. Pero había un lugar donde todavía encontraba algo de libertad, sobre su bicicleta.
Definitely
highly recommend. Go ahead and check it out. And yeah, before we go, we also wanted to let you know what's happening tonight, DJ D-Rod.
Tonight, in just a few hours at 7:30 on the West Georgia stage of the Vancouver Jazz Coastal Festival, Sima Funk is going to be performing.
Yes! This is amazing. I know that yesterday it was Lido Pimienta. And today is Sima Funk. And we have played a lot of Sima Funk here at Viva Peru. So if you are a fan, if you like the Van Jazz Festival, go ahead and check it out because it's going to be awesome. Is it at the Art Gallery?
It's at the Art Gallery and it's for free.
And it's
so
free.
So you should make your way there if you like Electro Grease synths of late 80s era Prince. Euphoric bounce, nine-piece band. I'm just reading all these words that I've been used to describe Sima Funk. But it's better to just go and groove and listen
and
celebrate.
There's a lot of like drinks, there's food, there's like a lot going on. So go ahead and
meet us there.
And thank you so much for tuning in. Before we go, we have one more segment of music. What are we going to listen to first?
We're going to begin with a song about a bicycle being stolen called La Bicicleta by Kulcha Candela.
Yeah, we are. And then we're going to finish this segment with the iconic La Bicicleta by Carlos Vives and Shakira, because it wouldn't be a bicycle episode without it.
Without La Bicicleta.
So thank you so much for tuning in. It has been a pleasure And we love you. Thank you for listening to Viva Porú.
Listeners of Viva Porú, you are amazing. We hope you enjoy riding your bikes. Give them a little kiss from us. And stay tuned for Too Dreamy After Us and some more awesome programming here at CITR. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Here's
oh, and happy Pride.
Happy Pride. And stay tuned for our Pride special.
Yeah, it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's coming. Anyway, this is La Bicicleta by Culcha Candela. Bye.
La bicicleta, la bicicleta, la bicicleta. ¿Qué voy a hacer sin mi bicicleta? Me robaron mi compañera, pues pucha, ¿qué hago para irme al trabajo? Tú eres mi rueda, la que me lleva a todo lado, mi bicicleta. Tranquilo viejo, la vida es como montar bicicleta. Hay que alzar la cara y andar siempre alerta. Ring, ring, siempre alerta, bro, siempre alerta. La bicicleta, la bicicleta, la bicicleta, me robaron la bicicleta. Bicicleta,
bicicleta,
es toda la más bella.
Ahora le toca, toca
ir con buseta. Me robaron mi doble rueda, no tengo plata. Cuando llegue a mi casa la paliza que me espera. Mejor me voy bien tarde, duermo en el garaje. Temprano rumbo al parche a buscar mi bicicleta. Pues ella me hace falta, la angustia me desgasta. No sé lo que me pasa. Oh.
¿Qué le digo a mi mamá? ¿Qué le digo a mi mamá?
¿Qué le digo a mi mamá?
¿Qué dice así?
Na 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 na.
Ajá, ajá.
Na 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 na.
Uepa,
ayúdame Nando.
Na 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 na.
Uepa, así me gusta.
Na 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 na. La bicicleta, la bicicleta, la bicicleta.
A comprar el desayuno con mi
bicicleta. Ay, qué pasó ese día? A las 5 de la mañana
salgo de la disco y qué gran sorpresa. ¿Dónde está mi
bicicleta?
Con mi bici daba todos los días la vuelta
a la manzana.
Mi caballito de acero era siempre mi compañero. Mi compañero era siempre mi caballito.
desesperado. Una cartica que yo guardo donde te escribí. Que te sueño y que te quiero tanto.
On July 8th, with vendors, food, art, and live music to explore. Come on down to the Vine Stage to say hello to CITR's booth and get a chance to be on radio. Can't make it? No worries. CITR will be live broadcasting interviews and artist performances at the Vine Stage. Artists such as Hallelujah Hailu, Viberson, Salt Spring Underground, Hip Hop Mechanics, and more. Check out the booth live at Catalano or the live remote broadcast on CITR.ca. Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forest and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
Awakened one, listen without distraction.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
Are from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments, now bright, now dim, hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?